Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Nick, it sounds like people are pretty excited where you are. What was that moment when you got the call from the Steelers? Did you have any idea you were interested?
I can't really explain to you. You know, I'm at a loss for words. You know, this is all I ever dreamed about. And now I get a chance to play for the Steelers. It's a legendary organization, and I get to play with my brother. So that's all I could ever ask for.
I was going to say, like your brother wasn't a Steeler a few months ago, and now he is, and now you get to play with him. What, just go deeper into that. What is that like for you?
I mean, like, me and him talked about this since we were little kids. Like, we grew up, we shared the same dream. We work out together. We do everything together. Like, that's my best friend. Like, I don't think blood can make us any closer. And in my brother's famous words, I'm just happy to be here, man.
Did you ever play together on the same team?
What was that?
Did you ever play together on the same team?
No, like when we were like little, but not like this, no.
Is he there with you now?
Yeah, my brother's with me.
Did Nate lobby for you to get drafted here? Did he get in the GM?
I don't know what he did, but man, this is a dream come true, you know, to play with my brother. I can't really ask for much more.
Did you have meetings with the Steelers in advance?
Yes, I had a meeting with them at the combine. I met with them for a little pro day, you know, and the linebacker coach worked me out there, so it feels like the right place for me. It's exactly where I need to be.
Do you have a hunch as to how they want to use you, inside, outside, both? What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking they want me to come in and be a dog, and that's what I do, you know. So whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do it 100%.
Take us through the moments where you realized it was the Steelers and what Nate was saying, and you know, take us through those moments.
I mean, it was just like a flood of emotions, you know, because I know how hard my brother worked. I know how hard I worked, and just to see the fruits of our labor and everything come full circle is kind of crazy.
Nick, where do you think you really grew as a player this past year?
I think I just grew in my leadership role, you know, taking over more of a leadership role, connecting with guys off the field, you know, gaining that trust with one another. So when we get on that field, it's crisp, it's smooth, and we all trust each other.
Nick, when you guys were growing up, how much did you and your brother talk about possibly playing in the NFL? When did you both make that a goal for yourselves?
Every day, as long as I can remember, every day, this is all we ever wanted. You know, this is all we worked for. We dedicated our whole life to this. You know, and this is it. You know, it's here now. It's time.
Nick, with your brother and the moments leading up to realizing the Steelers are called, I don't want to know your feelings. What actually happened?
It didn't feel real. I saw my phone ring, Pittsburgh, PA, and I was like, "There's no way I'm about to be a Steeler with my brother." And I picked it up, and it was Mr. Khan, and I just started crying. I couldn't hold it in.
What'd your brother do say?
Oh, my brother just gave me a hug and told me he loved me.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you played with your brother early on. What was the name of that team, and do you have any early memories of playing together in the same football field?
We played for the Kauai Bulldogs together. I was like second grade. He was like sixth grade. So it was crazy. I was like a little kid running around with them and stuff. So and we played next to each other on the D-line too. So it was pretty fun.
Nick, do you feel like you have the frame, if they wanted you to add 10 pounds, that you can beef up to about 250?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I'm going to do whatever they need me to do.
There's, you know, more than one Wisconsin guy here now. Do you feel like that'll ease your transition to joining this team?
For sure. You know, I think they'll take me under their wing like they already have. You know, I already, TJ's already took me under his wing. Loudermilk's already took me under his wing. You know, me and Keanu are like best friends, so... now that we're all going to be together, I think it'll make the process a lot easier.
What'd you think of Keanu as a player, as a teammate at Wisconsin?
Keanu was a beast, man. He was unblockable. I thought he was the best player in the draft, to be honest. You know, you guys got a dog in Keanu, and I think he's going to be a Steeler for a long time.
Do you have a good anecdote, a good story about Keanu?
I remember, like, one morning, like, we had a Friday walkthrough later on in the day, and he woke up early just to go fish, because that's how he gets his mind off of things. But it's just pretty funny, because this guy always has fishing poles, like, tackle boxes, everything. His car is full of fishing stuff.
Nick, do you think your parents will move here now that you and Nate are both living here? I mean, is the Herbig family just going to move to Pittsburgh at this point?
Yeah, we might have to. We might have to come take Pittsburgh over.
Hey, Nick, Nate said a month ago that if there's one person that he can't block, it would be you. Do you believe that he believes that?
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Anyone else?
Yeah, Nick, I was just going to say, I mean, the Steelers have had a lot of these family relationships over the years. Are you familiar with that they've had Watt brothers, now they have Hayward brothers, they've had Edmonds brothers? Is that something that, you know, put it in your mind that it could be a possibility they'd do this again with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers is everything I'm about, everything. You know, faith, family, and football, that's it. And it just, everything felt right. You know, they're all about family, all about everything. And, you know, not me and my brother are ever looking to keep that train going.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.